Welcome back to Ground Zero Fitness Podcast. This is episode number 32. And today we're going to talk a little bit about organic foods and how that's not necessarily, how organic doesn't necessarily mean healthy. And that's something that food companies market a lot as how organic they are. But when you actually look on their nutrition label, there is a lot of lies being told. So this was brought up because earlier today I walked into Starbucks, get me a cup of coffee, and shout out to Mr. Perno Tweets, Starbies and Shawarmas, if he happens on this. Every time I walk into Starbucks, I think about him. But as I was ordering and paying, I looked to my right and saw this brand, Evolution Fresh, organic super fruit greens with like five different types of fruit and vegetables blended all in. And I think if a normal person walks in and sees that, they're like, man, this thing must be healthy and I should be drinking this, throw away my soda, throw away whatever else. Maybe I don't even need to drink coffee anymore. I can drink this organic super fruit green thing. And so I grabbed it and turned it over and went immediately to the total sugars part on the nutrition label. And there was 36 grams of sugar in 10 ounces. So it's a tiny little 10 ounce bottle, basically enough for a few sips and that's it. And I think, have we talked about like sugar cubes on the podcast before? How a sugar cube is four grams of sugar. So whatever, what's 36 divided by four, nine? Something like that.
Yeah, nine.
Yeah, 36 divided by four is nine. So there's like nine total sugar cubes packed into this thing. Little bottle of organic super fruit greens that apparently is so good for you, right? And I did a little bit more digging and found out Mountain Dew, which doesn't even try to be healthy, and everybody knows that it's not good for you and they drink it anyway. Mountain Dew's got 36 grams of sugar per 10 ounces. Okay. So this organic super fruit green drink is just as sugary as Mountain Dew, yet they're marketing it as healthy for you. And I thought that it was just an absolutely like insane way to market stuff. And it got Kyle and I thinking about other things that are like this, that are deemed organic and deemed healthy and stuff that you really need to look out for when you're in the grocery store that is marketed really well for health, but it's actually not at all. So like, we had came up with a couple other examples of things that you need to watch out for, and we're going to throw it into this quick podcast. So what else have we found?
So when I'm at university in the gym, right across from the gym at the entrance, there's a store called Booster Juice. And Sam, you mentioned you did hear about it before, but I'm not sure how prevalent it is around the world. I think it's, I mean, it's kind of popular in Canada, but I don't know where else it is.
Since you're in the States, it's probably like a Jamba Juice kind of thing.
That's like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the premise is obviously based around juices. People would think it's extremely healthy for you because juice, right? Like natural fruits. They'll put kale in, lettuce, whatever. This is, so take in mind, this is directly across from the gym. So it's already branded as healthy because you put it beside the gym. Now, all of these drinks, I've looked through it because when I first started working out at the gym, my workout partner would, he would hammer these every once a week. Every workout we'd have, I mean, once a week, he would have this right after his workout. And this is a 710 milliliter drink. Now, you would think it's healthy because you got a lot of fruits in there. Some of these include protein powder as well. Some of them say like, oh, they've got like special ginseng extract to give you extra energy or bullshit like that. Whatever. If you look into the nutrition facts that you can't actually find at the store, you have to Google it. And it's not even on their website. It's a PDF you have to find. All of these drinks average anywhere from, I'm looking at the list now, 47 grams is the lowest amount of sugar you can get for a drink. but you can go all the way up to 72, 70, 77, 89, jeez. 89. See how it jumped from 72, 73, 77, 89. So their drinks typically average around 65 grams of sugar per drink. And you're talking about a juice. Now, we both understand that if you're going to eat a fruit, obviously it has sugar in it. But these are not just like, this is not a single mango, right? Like if you're eating a single mango, you're good. You're eating two mangoes, three mangoes, you're good. But juices is pretty much like six or seven of each fruit mixed in together. So now you're not getting like, well, supposedly, if you were to make a drink naturally, you're not getting like 100% daily value of your vitamins and nutrients. Instead, you're probably getting like 700 to 800, depending on how many fruits you have in the juice, right? Now, the issue is, I'm looking through the vitamin A, vitamin C, the micronutrients right now, and they all range anywhere from the lowest being like 20% to like 296, but most average at 100. So you're telling me a fruit juice with 70 grams of sugar cannot even reach 200% of vitamin C? So that's already red flags ringing in my head right now. Like that's telling me that you're putting additional sugar that is not coming from fruits, not coming from the vegetables, not coming from the kale. So where are you getting it from? And this is a company called Booster Juice right beside the gym. So if you're looking at this, you may think it's healthy. You look behind the scenes, this is pretty much just as bad as a candy bar.
Or worse, man.
Yeah.
Like you said, what was the top one there? 89 grams of
89 sugar? Grams of sugar. It's a drink called the Kaha Kicker. You know, the funniest thing, it's under the name smoothies. Superfood.
Superfood, you mean super sugar bomb. Like 89, I just did the math on my phone here. That's 22 sugar cubes. And on what planet would you ever sit down and put 22 sugar cubes in your mouth?
It just makes no sense. And obviously we didn't even talk about the calories either. Like if something has 70 grams of sugar, 80 grams of sugar, what, the drink has to have a little bit of other stuff, but you're sitting at around like 400 calories for a drink.
Yep. So for instance, like this green smoothie that I saw, it was 180 calories, 36 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein. Where's the fiber?
Those 3 grams of fiber, I remember.
Yeah, like 3 grams of fiber, which is like nothing else in there. So it's basically you're just drinking straight empty calories, you know. And do you know how much fruit you have to eat to get to 180 calories worth of fruit? Like that's quite a bit of fruit, and you're going to be full, and there's going to be fiber in there that's going to help push everything through, all the other protein that you've been eating, you know. So like fruit's not the problem. It's the fact that they've figured out a way to puree all this shit into one big healthy thing that's just an absolute sugar bomb. And it's a huge travesty that they're able to market it like that. Like these are the same people that are marketing meat as bad for you. They're marketing this stuff and, you know, grains and stuff like that as really good for you when it's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. So like, we're going to dial in a little bit on the organic part of this. And I think a lot of people have the connection that, hey, if I buy something that says organic, then it must be good for me. Like exactly the thing with this drink, it's not. There's 36 grams of sugar, but there's even like organic candies that have like a different brand name. And it'll be like the same thing as a Reese's peanut butter cup, but they'll just put they'll slap the organic natural ingredients on it. But when you look at it, it's got the same damn amount of sugar, the same damn amount of fat and everything that a normal Reese's cup does, but it's just got the name in it. And that's also complete bullshit because they're conveying it that it's healthy and that it's good for you, but it is actually the same damn thing as a Reese's cup. And at least Reese's and other brands aren't lying about it like these ones are. you know, they're, and you even find this in other things. Like there's some organic whole, you know, like wholesome natural foods. I can think of a few in particular. If you have you ever heard of like Clif Bar?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Clif Bar. They've got those little bars and they chalk those up as really, really healthy, but they've got like as much sugar as a Snickers bar. Yep. So you might as well just eat a Snickers. That's a good one. Like Kashi, you know, the Kashi,
the nuts, right?
It's like nuts and cereal and that sort of thing.
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever tried it, but yeah.
Kashi whole grain, they do cereals and their cereals are deemed natural and deemed organic and deemed, you know, whole ingredients, but they've got just as much sugar, just as much empty calories as the normal brands like Honey Nut Cheerios, who aren't trying. Well, I guess Cheerios does say they're heart healthy.
They're high in fiber because they're whole wheat, right?
Yeah, that was probably a bad example, but there's some other ones that like aren't lying. Like Cocoa Puffs ain't lying about the fact that they're unhealthy. They're not trying to say it's heart healthy. They know, you know? So it's just like, that's a major shift that you have to make when you go throughout your shopping is just because it says organic, just because it says natural, just because it says whatever healthy thing they can put on there doesn't mean that it's actually healthy in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. And you're talking about the nutrition facts as well. If you compare these nutrition labels from a normal, like the Reese's bar you're talking about versus an organic bar, you look at the nutrition label, it's going to be exactly the same. No difference. It doesn't mean that there's going to be added nutrients in the food. The biggest thing that most people don't understand is because like, I want to compare, let's see. Okay. So let's look at red meat, like a non-organic red meat. It was raised through, I don't know, rice, whatever it's raised through, right? But compare that to like anything else that's organic. And I'm talking about junk food as well. Most people will think that if you're eating organic, no matter the food, you are healthier than an individual that eats non-organic stuff like red meat, chicken, steak, salmon, farm stuff. Like the understanding that people need to get to is that if you are eating whole foods, no matter what whole food it is, it's healthier than combining 7 or 8 ingredients to make a compound, right? Like a snack bar or a nutrition bar, stuff like that. If you're eating in single ingredient foods, you are no matter what healthier than the individual eating snack bars and cashew bars.
100%. Yeah, it's like going back to the example of this juice. It says orange, mango, pineapple, cucumber, spinach, romaine, and kale. So it sounds like, why don't you just eat a bowl of fruit with some orange, some mango, and pineapple in it, and then have a salad with cucumber, spinach, romaine, and kale, and not have it all blended up and pureed into bullshit. Like get the actual good stuff that's in those things and buy those instead of some juice that is claiming that it has all of that stuff in it, you know? And I think we've kind of bashed on the organic thing a little bit. And now I also think that there is benefit in eating organic foods if you can.
Yep.
Organic whole foods. Yep. If it comes in a box, I don't care if it says organic or natural on it. If it comes in a box, it's probably not good for you. In fact, it's like almost 100% not good for you. But being able to get yourself in a situation where you can buy organic grass-fed meat, organic grass-fed or free-range eggs, like there's a difference nutritionally a little bit in those that can take you from, you know, it can just boost you like another 3-4% to where you want to go.
It's like the supplement stuff we talk about. It's like that additional 1-2%.
It's the stuff that most people, it really doesn't matter, but it can give you just a little bit of benefit when it comes down to it. Obviously, the problem with buying organic grass-fed meats, eggs, vegetables, fruits is they're usually a little bit more expensive. So if you're able to do that, that's fine. And also like when it comes to a vegetable and fruit perspective, they don't last nearly as long because they're not either shot genetically modified or shot up with whatever it is that they put on them. And then there is some merit in avoiding those pesticides, herbicides, and other types of chemicals that they do use on other foods when they farm. And certified organic makes it so they don't use that stuff. And so if you're able to do that, you're able to afford that, you're able to have a place where you can get vegetables that you know are actually organic and they don't just have a label on them, then like I definitely encourage you to do that. But that is just like a tiny little extra step that doesn't make like a huge difference. Like the idea here is to just start eating more whole foods. And then if you can dial it into organic stuff later, then by all means, you know, but it's just like it's such a problem that I see that they push and brands are able to push this kind of stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like I know I'm kind of going off on the rocker here, but one of what really makes me mad is like, have you ever watched Shark Tank? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah.
And it'll be like some health food thing like this. And they'll come on there talking about how all it's, you know, it's so healthy and that kind of stuff. And the sharks just eat it up and invest in it. And then like, I would go and look at the nutrition labels on some of this stuff. And it's just as bad for you or worse than everything else. A lot of like Kashi type bars and organic, like vegan stuff goes through that show for whatever reason, but it's all not good for you either. So that just the way that they're able to push that stuff on people, is a major problem. So luckily there's people like us telling you that it's fucking wrong. So
yeah, a good thing to understand is also like food is inherently good for you depending on how you use it too. A big thing you got to understand is like, if you're eating a Kashi bar, I'm going on a little bit of a side note here, but if you're eating a Kashi bar, like what are you using the bar for? A big thing before you eat foods, you got to understand, why am I eating this food and how does it help me in my fitness journey, my lifestyle, or whatever you're on. And the biggest realization here is like, I know most people that usually eat bars do it for energy prior to a workout or a hike or whatever. Now, the most famous example I can give is actually, it's this CrossFit guy. And I know we hate on CrossFit a lot, but I had to listen to this guy's podcast. His name's Matt Fraser. He did a podcast with Joe Rogan. And I had to listen to it because this guy's been like a 5-time champion back to back 5 years in a row. And it was like unprecedented. He came from a background of weightlifting, then went to CrossFit, whatever. And he ate Snickers bars before his competitions because he knew that he needed the energy, the sugar, the carbohydrates, the rush of energy before a workout. So if you're trying to eat a nutrition, a Kashi bar before your workouts, I don't want to say that's exactly the same as a Snicker bar, but if your mindset is for performance in the gym or your performance in your hike or whatever it is, maybe the Snickers bar actually has just as much of a benefit as the Kashi bar does, if not more. So yeah, you got to start looking at food in terms of, what am I using this for? Because am I really healthier if I eat a Kashi bar, or am I healthier if I eat a bowl of red meat, rice, or a bowl of red meat, rice, and broccoli or whatever?
Yeah.
Like a nutrition bar does not accomplish as much as whole foods do.
100%.
And if you want to look at nutrition bars, you may as well compare them a little closer to a Snickers bar or a candy bar than actual whole foods.
100%. Yeah. That's actually a really good way to look at it. Like just using the food for a reason. I think like the thing about those Kashi bars and some of those granola bars is for people that do need like the performance boost of the sugar and the carbs and stuff in them. And that's just fine.
Yep.
You know, I actually saw, who did you say it was? Fraser, the CrossFit guy?
Matt Fraser. Yeah.
Matt Fraser. Yeah. I saw. So in my gym, they've got a, kind of like a never ending TV that just goes through like powerlifting stuff. So I watched, I was watching Ed Cohen.
Yep.
Kind of like back in his day a little bit more. And he was getting ready for a big lift, or maybe he had just finished a lift, or like his second attempt and he was getting ready for the third one. And he was chugging a bottle of Coke.
Yeah.
Like for the sugar and like all yep. of that. And you know, those guys are obviously like pushing 300 pounds or more, and they're not healthy at all. Like their whole purpose is just moving that bar 15 inches or whatever. But mm-hmm. like, so there is some things, but like for a normal person, like if you want a boost for a workout, say you need those sugars or whatever, like I'm a big fan of smoking a, you know, like a bowl of some sort of fruit before my workout, or an apple or something like that, instead of a Kashi bar of some kind. And then, you know, like you can just plan a lot better than getting those bullshit sugary bars.
Yeah. I've been doing fruit cups. You know, those fruit yeah. cups you used to have as a kid. Yeah. I finally found a purpose for them now.
See, there you go. Yeah. Sweet. So the message here is organic doesn't always mean that it's healthy. Natural doesn't always mean that it's healthy. If you can eat organic whole foods, so meats and vegetables and fruits, not organic box stuff, then there is a little bit of a benefit to that. And that's about all you need to know about the organic side of things.
Yep. Now about Avalon.
Now about Avalon.
So,
man, I was going through that today, and uh-huh. it like, we, you know, we've got an Avalon group chat between the coaches and stuff. And I was just scrolling down through the strength training part, and it was like, geez, like if I was a beginner and I knew that I could have access to all of that stuff for just $20 and it's actual like applicable information, not just articles about nonsense that you would find on T Nation or bodybuilding.com or whatever, like it's actual stuff that you can use, and it gives, helps you develop a fundamental understanding of what you're trying to do with strength training. I was just scrolling down through that, and it's like, it's ridiculous that we're only charging $20 a month for it, you know, but I'll let you get on to what you're saying.
So I guess you kind of explained what Avalon gives, right? Like we offer a bunch of content that you need to know if you're trying to strength train. I mean, that's not even the only topic we have on there. We have nutrition.
There's like nine.
Yeah. There's like yeah. nine different topics: nutrition, mindset, family and relationships, habit building, fat loss, muscle building, frequently asked questions, the list goes on, and an accountability circle. So if you do lack the consistency to work out in the gym, or if you do need the next step in your workout training, I mean, workout endeavors pretty much, and you need to get better information out there, you're trying to have a better direction of where you want to go, Avalon's the place for you to be. And Sam, absolutely. What's the saying you love saying all the time?
Hold up. I'm going to expand on something a little bit. You know, like when we've got members in Avalon, and some of them, you know, come in and they're really involved posting their progress, posting what their lifts are, talking it up, asking the coaches questions and stuff. And like those guys are the ones that are really getting a lot out of it. So if you're somebody that wants to be a part of a community that has got high energy, is going to get involved and hold you accountable, like that is exactly what you need, especially if you're a little hesitant to invest in a big higher ticket coach where you may not be sure of what you're getting, you know. So it truly is the community unlike anything else.
All right.
And with that.
Yeah. And with that, hope you have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening to this podcast once again. You know where to find us. Have a great day.